USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi as President Trump cancels the House Speaker's trip, denying her use of a military plane to get to the Middle East because of the partial government shutdown. Now, this comes as Pelosi tries to tinker with the president's upcoming State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can solve this in 15 minutes, and we could.
Now, as for the president, he writes a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
More potential chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border as yet another caravan heading our way. Former Texas Congressman, Libertarian Ron Paul weighing in. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A new U.S.-bound caravan that formed in Honduras quickly grew to right around 2,000 people as it makes its way toward Mexico. Former Texas Congressman and Libertarian presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News that welfare incentives are what are drawing people here to the United States.
I take a position that is not well received by maybe either side because I say my answer generally, as a libertarian, I don't look forward to walls to keep people in or keep people out.
Right.
And also, I've argued the case that incentives have a lot to do with this. Yes, we should have border security and let people come in and be generous, let them come. But people who come illegally shouldn't have an easy road to citizenship. I can't see that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Two politicians no longer in office landing jobs in TV. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill losing her reelection bid in 2018, but it appears she hasn't stayed unemployed for long. McCaskill has joined NBC News and MSNBC as a political analyst. Also, former Ohio Governor John Kasich is joining CNN as a contributor, serving as an analyst across the network, according to CNN officials. Kasich has been a vocal critic of President Trump. He has TV experience hosting Heartland with John Kasich on Fox News from 2001 to 2007, and at times he was a fill-in host on The O'Reilly Factor. The Republican Kasich, a presidential contender in 2016, has not ruled out making a bid in the GOP primaries to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to your money, the latest now on gas prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is up nearly 2 cents a gallon higher than it was last week at this time.
Average gas prices in the U.S. are up about 2 cents in the last week to $2.25 per gallon.
The nationwide survey taken by GasBuddy.com found Oklahoma stations with the lowest price at $1.87. California had the highest prices in the nation at $3.27 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.